Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the first chapter of Hilchos Naziras. In this Perek, the Rambam will detail some of the most basic features of what it means to become a Nazir, a Nazirite. Halacha Aleph. HaNaziras hu neder mechalal nidrei iser, shneamar, kidor neder, nazir, vegomer. The concept of becoming a Nazir involves the same concept of taking any regular neder amongst the different categories of nidrei iser, a vow which will have a prohibition involved to it. As the Pasuk says, when a person will take a vow to become a Nazir. There's a positive Torah command that he have his hair grow long in the process. As the Pasuk says, he should let the wild hair on his head grow long. And if he does cut his hair during the days of his Naziros, so then he's transgressed a negative command. As the Pasuk says, he should not have a razor pass over on his head. And similarly, it's forbidden for him to become impure by contact with a corpse, a dead body, or for him to eat the things which the Pasuk has forbade him to eat that come from the grapevine, the entire span of his being a Nazir. If he transgressed and he cut his hair or became tameh, or ate from something which came from the vine of wine, in that case, he receives lashes for two accounts. Achas mishum lo yachel devaro, shekola kol nedarim, v'achas mishum davar she'avar alav midvarim she'asuron iser miyuchad ala nazir. One for the broader prohibition, which relates to all nedarim, which is not to desecrate his word, and he's done so in this case. And in addition, for whatever particular prohibition related to a Nazir that he has transgressed, if he became Tommy Mace, if he had cut his hair, etc., so then he will receive lashes for that as well. Halacha Gimel. Nadar ben Nazir, v'kiyam nidro k'mitzvah asel, hari zeh osa shalosh mitzvah asel. If he had taken upon himself a vow to become a Nazir, and indeed he fulfilled it, so then he has three positive Torah commands. Ha'achas k'chol yotim yipiv yaseh, v'hari asa. He's fulfilled the obligation to fulfill all that which he has uttered from his mouth. Indeed, he's done so. Vashnia, the second one, Gadel Peras Arosho, Harigido. He has also fulfilled the injunction to let his hair grow long in this wild fashion. Vashlishis, Tegal, To, Im Habaz Korbanosav, Shnemar Vigilach Nazir Pesach Oamoed. And the third one requires him cutting off his hair, shaving it, and bringing certain Korbanos as he completes his term of being a Nazir, as the Pasuk says, that the Nazir will go to the entrance of the Mishkan and shave off his hair and bring those korbanos. Halacha Dal. Ha'omer lo epater min olam, ashe a Nazir, hariz a Nazir miyad, shemayomos ata. If somebody proclaims that he will not leave this world until he has become a Nazir, in that case, he immediately is considered a Nazir, because maybe he'll die immediately. Vim acher naziraso, hariz a over bebal ta acher l'shalmo, v'ein lokin alav zeh. If he delays actually taking into effect that vow to become a Nazir, so then he has violated the prohibition of delaying in paying up that which he takes as a neder, and he does not receive lashes, though, for this prohibition. Halacha hey, ein omer b'naziris ad shiyotu b'sfasav davar shemashmo etzo kol am kinin shebelibo. We don't say, with regards to the concept of naziris, that it's only going to be binding once he said something which most people will understand that which was in his heart. Here, unlike with regard to other nedarim, once he's made up in his mind and he has then uttered from his mouth things which at least indicate on some level that it means that he wants to be a Nazir, even though it's something which is not so readily apparent, nonetheless, he has become a Nazir. The Rambam will clarify further in this next halacha. Halacha Vav, Ketzad, to illustrate now. Harish haya Nazir over lefanav, v'amar eya, harei zen Nazir, ho b'liba haya sheyeh kemo zeh, v'afish lo pirish v'amar eya kemo zeh. If somebody had a Nazir pass in front of him, and he said, I will be, in that case, he has become a Nazir, assuming this is what he intended in his heart, and he intended that he should be like this fellow, even though he didn't actually say like this fellow, nonetheless, it's binding. In addition, if he had intended to become a Nazir, and then he made a statement along the lines of saying that by grabbing his hair, he says, I'll become more handsome, I will grow my hair. I will allow my hair to be properly groomed. I will let my hair grow long. So something along these lines is already enough to make him be a nazir. Again, assuming he intended it. Halacha Zayin. Amar harei alayin tziparim, af al pi shehu nazir, over lefanav, af al pi shehu b'libo lehazir, einu nazir. V'arizek mishloho tzipisvas b'klo. If, however, he said that I will be obligated to bring the birds as part of the offerings which a nazir brings, then even if he had a nazir passing in front of him, and even if he intended to actually become a nazir, that's not going to be a meaningful statement. Lachachas. Ko kinu naziras kinaziras. Any way of alluding to a nazir, which isn't actually the word nazir, can count as taking upon himself a nazir vow. Ketzad darm vel illustrate. Mekomos ha'ilgim shemishanan sedi barbamar sham hareni nazik naziach paziach hareni ze nazir. If somebody's in a place where people don't speak properly in a more cockneyed fashion, and he uses a term which they might use as nazik or naziach or paziach, which can all be plays on the word nazir, so in that case he's going to have a binding neder of naziris take effect. Halacha tes. Omer hareni nazir min ha'chartzanim bilbad, omer ha'zagim bilbad, or hareni nazir min ha'tiglachas, or hareni nazir min ha'tumah bilbad, hareni ze nazir gamur, v'chol tiktuti naziris alav, v'afal pish lo haya b'libo l'hazir, el medavar zeh bilbad, ho v'davar sh'nazir menu asr al nazirim, hareni ze nazir gamur. If a person had said, I want to be a nazir, but only with regards to not being able to have the seeds of grapes, or the peels of grapes, or that he only wants to not be able to shave, or he wants to be a nazir only with regard to not becoming impure with contact with a dead body. In that case, he's going to be a full-fledged nazir and have to keep all the different halachos of being a nazir, even though he only intended this particular aspect. And the reason is because since that aspect which he intended for is something which falls under the rubric of what it means to be a nazir, so then he has to take effect the entire concept of a nazir. Halacha Yod. Aval ha'omer hareni nazir min ha'grogros. If, however, the person said, I want to be a nazir with regards to dried figs or these type of cakes that they would make from dried figs or something along those lines, which are not actually forbidden to a nazir, so then in that case, he's indeed taken a neder with regards to that particular item, but he's not going to be considered a nazir than to have any of the halachos of a nazir apply. Halacha Yud Aleph. Mazgulo kosho yayin, benasnu lo lishtos, v'amar hareni nazir menu, hareni nazir gamar. If they had mixed a cup of wine for him and gave it to him to drink, and he said, I should be a nazir from it, in that case, he's going to be a full-fledged nazir. If, however, he was in a very depressed state, or was very angry, or he was mourning, and they requested that he drink from this wine, or so that he should forget that which is burdening him, and then he says, I should be a nazir from it. In that case, he's only forbidden with a regular neder from that cup of wine alone, and he's not going to be a nazir in any other sense, because he really only intended in this case that he should not drink this cup of wine. Halacha Yud Beis. V'chein shikr shenasnu lo kos, k'dei l'ravosa. V'amar, harizeh nazir menu, harizeh asr ba'osa kos v'vad, v'eino chai v'naziras, shalon eskabin zeh, el shalosh akro so yosir midai. Similarly, if somebody was drunken, and he was given a cup of wine once he was already drunk on some level, but to finish the job, so to speak, and then he said, I should be a nazir from that cup. In that case, he's only forbidden to that particular cup, and he's not going to have any of the halachos of being a nazir take effect, because in this case, he was really just intending that he shouldn't drink it and then become too drunk. If, however, he was so far gone, he was so drunk, as Lot had been in the story in the Torah, when he ended up sleeping with his daughters, in that case, anything he says is completely disregarded. In fact, he's not even going to be held accountable for any sin he might sin in that state, because once he reaches the point where he's as drunk as Lot was, so then he's not considered somebody who could be liable at all, because he's not really acting on any level. Halacha Yud Gimel. Omer hareni nazir al menas she'eh shosa yayin, omer tamei mesim, omer galeach sari, hareni ze nazir v'asar b'kula. If a person had said that I want to be a nazir on condition that I still be able to drink wine or become impure by contact to a corpse, or that I still be able to shave my head, in that case, he's going to be a nazir nonetheless, and he's forbidden to do all of these things. As we learned earlier in Mishnah Torah, in this case, he has stipulated on something which the Torah says against that which he stipulated. And anybody who stipulates against that which is written in the Torah, then this stipulation is going to be nullified. when we say it's nullified, it means it's as if he had never stipulated anything at all, and thus his neder of becoming a nazir still takes effect. Halacha Yudal. Nader ben nazir, v'amar, lo ha'yisi yodeh, sh'anazir asur b'yayin, o betumah, o betaglachas, v'i lo ha'yisi yodeh again, lo ha'yisi noder, ha'yisi nazir, v'chai b'kulam. If somebody had taken upon himself a vow to become a nazir, and then he said, oh, I didn't know that a nazir is forbidden to have wine, or that he's forbidden to become tummy mace, or to have a haircut, and had I known this, I would never have taken upon myself this vow to become a nazir. Nonetheless, in that case, he's going to be a nazir, and he'll be obligated in all of these things. Because he did know he was forbidding himself in at least one of these three things. Otherwise, what did he mean by becoming a nazir? And the Rambam has already explained that once a person took a vow to become a nazir, with even regard to one of these three, so then he's going to be forbidden to all of them. They'll all take effect. If, however, the individual had said that, no, I knew that a nazir was forbidden to have all these things, I just thought in my particular case, I would be able to drink wine because I'm the type of person who can survive without having wine. Or else, he thought that he'd be allowed to become tummy mace because he's somebody who is involved with burying the dead. He works in a cemetery, let's say. In that case, he will not become a nazir because ultimately this neder was one which falls under the rubric of nidrei shgagos, of nidarim which were made inadvertently without realizing what they would entail. And in that case, it's completely nullified. He's not bound by it at all, even without having to go to a Torah scholar to remove it. Omar Hare Yadi Nazira, Hare Ragli Nazira, Lomar Klum. So he said, my hand should be a Nazir, or my foot should be a Nazir, so then that is meaningless. Hare Roshi Nazir, Kvedi Nazira, Hare is a Nazir. If, however, he said, my head is a Nazir, or my liver is a Nazir, then he does become a Nazir. Zaklal, Kol Iver Shimi Nata Menachai Yamos, Im Omar Harehu Nazir, Hare is a Nazir. The principle here is that whenever a person says a particular organ should have the status of being a Nazir, but a type of organ which, if it had been removed while he was alive, it would cause him to die, such as your head, such as your liver, unlike your hand, unlike your foot. So in that case, he will become a nazir. Halach Yitzayin, the final halach on the barak. Halomar harini nazir, kishiyeh li ben. Imno lo ben zachar, harizan nazir. Av imno lo bas, o tumtum o androgonos, ainzen nazir. If a person had declared, that I'll be a nazir when I have a son born to me, so then if he ever has a son born to him, in that case, he will be a nazir. If, however, he has a daughter born to him, or somebody who has indeterminate gender, either because they have neither sign visible or both signs visible, in that case, the nazir vow is not going to be binding. Amar hareni nazir, kishiyeh li vlad, afilu nola lo bas, o tumtum vandrogonos, harei zeh nazir. If, however, he had said that I should become a nazir once I have a child, then even if he has a daughter born to him, or one of these types of people who have indeterminate gender, again, neither sign or both signs, in that case, then he will be a nazir. Hipila ishto, eno nazir. If his wife, in that case, where it said, when I have a child born, if his wife has a miscarriage, he's also not going to be a nazir. Chazar ben Avra v'yolda, hari zeh nazir. If, however, she becomes pregnant again and then gives birth, he will be a nazir. He doesn't just go after the first one and the neder is lost. No, the neder remains, and now that he's had a child born to him, he will become a nazir. Have a wonderful day.